ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸಿ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಕಿಷ್ಕಿಂಧ್ಯ ಕಾಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 52 ಮಾರುತಿಸ್ ರಿಪ್ಲೈ. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Then that virtuous ascetic woman of steady mind spoke to the monkeys who got relieved of their fatigue. O monkeys, if your fatigue is appeased by eating these fruits, and if you are pleased to disclose me, I would like to hear from you about yourself. Having heard these words, Hanuman, the son of the wind god, began to narrate to her as it happened. Rama, the son of Dasharatha and the ruler of this entire world, and equal to Mahendra and Varuna, entered the Dandaka forest together with his brother Lakshmana and wife Sita. His beloved wife was forcibly abducted from Jarasthan by Ravana. Rama has a friend by the name Sugriva, a great warrior and chief of the monkeys. We have indeed been deputed by him in the southern direction, colonized by Agastya and guarded over by Yama. Together with these monkeys such as Angada and others, we have been ordered to find Sita as well as Ravana. After having searched for Sita in all the places in the southern direction, overcome by hunger and thirst, we finally resorted to the foot of the tree. Wearing pale faces and feeling anxious, we were in a pensive mood and were confused about the next course of action. Then I told the monkeys, "You all noticed different species of birds flying out of this cave with their plumes wet and scattering water. Let us go deeper into it." The monkeys also came to the same conclusion by inference. We plunged into the cave, impelled by the urgency of the task, and came down swiftly, holding one another. This is our task, and only for this we have come. Feeling exhausted and hungry, we have sought you now. We have eaten these roots and fruits offered by you with hospitality. Because you have saved us from hunger by giving us roots and fruits, kindly advise us as to what we shall do in return for you. Swayamprabha, the omniscient, being addressed thus by the monkeys, replied to them, "I am pleased with all of you. There is nothing to be done by anyone for me leading a virtuous life." Mangalam Kaushalindraya Mahaniya Gunathaye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.